This confession will be somewhat of a testimony, although it relates very much to sin. A year ago, I went to a conference where God convicted me of defending and promoting myself. I'd say this conviction is one of the most important God has given me in the last 5 years. First, he showed me that I don't need to defend myself and that he will do that. At work, if someone attacks me falsely, I don't need to attack back. I don't need to show how I am a good worker. God can take care of me. Here are three verses from Matthew 5. Verse 22, anyone who is angry with a brother or sister will be subject to judgment. Verse 39, do not resist an evil person. And verse 44, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. Second, I don't need to promote myself. If God thinks I did something well and he thinks I should get a reward from people, he will show these people. I don't need to show how good I am. Philippians 2 says, don't be selfish. Don't try to impress others. Be humble, thinking of others as better than yourselves. Third, I don't need to prove that others are wrong and I'm right. If I disagree with someone at church, God can convict them that they are wrong. I don't need to tell them. God may not think it's important to convict that person at this time. He may wait for 20 years, and that's his prerogative. I also don't need to show how much I know. If God thinks I'm wise, he can bring people to me so I can teach them. Fourth, I don't need to get revenge on other people when they wrong me. Romans 12 says, do not repay anyone evil for evil. Be careful to do what is right in the eyes of everyone. If it is possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. Do not take revenge, my dear friends, but leave room for God's wrath. For it is written, it is mine to avenge, I will repay, says the Lord. On the contrary, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him something to drink. In doing this, you will heap burning coals on his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. These truths become more important the closer someone is to me. So my wife is the most important person to apply this to. If she accuses me of something I didn't do, I don't need to prove how I didn't do it. If you think that there's a balance in all this, don't worry. I became a Christian when I was 19, and within 2 or 3 years, I had a PhD in biblical criticism of people, and with a minor in the spiritual gift of being obnoxious. I know how to prove others wrong and how to defend myself. I've done that enough in my life. Let us pray. Father, I am a sinner, and I have layers of sin that I don't even see, layers that you have taught me about, but that are hidden from me at different times. But you have known me, and you have chosen to forgive me. Lord, you are the creator, and you have the prerogative to forgive us or to condemn us. Thank you for your forgiveness. Romans 8 says, therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set you free from the law of sin and death.